Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.
Oh, it is rainy out there. And dads throughout Minnesota and Western Wisconsin are saying to their kids, well, you know, we really needed that rain. No drought in our state for the first time in like a year. So that is good news. We'll be watching it for you. If there's anything to worry about right now, it's just heavy rain, as you heard from Paul during the news. And of course, we'll get you up to Twins pregame starting right at 5 o'clock here. Plenty of show still to come here on Drive Time. And it is Tuesday. And at this time, we do DeRussia Eats. And DeRussia Eats is brought to you by the Minnesota Pork Board, and we welcome our newest sponsor, Certix. You can shop online at certix.com. We appreciate their support. Our guest today comes from Deerwood, Minnesota. This is like Kuyana Lakes area, right?
Kuyana. No, you got me seeing it.
Say
Cuyuna.
Cuyuna.
Cuyuna Lakes, Deerwood, Minnesota, Crosby, Minnesota, Bay Lake, Kruger Lake, also
God's
surrounding
country.
Areas. God's Country, Brainerd Lakes area.
Josh Goolsby is here. He is the owner of Lonesome Pine, the Lonesome Pine restaurant in Deerwood. It's so good to have you here, Josh.
Thank you, Jason. I'm honored. I'm honored to be a guest of yours and honored to be involved and in your same line of everyone that's come before me on your show.
Your story, I think, is very, very interesting because you were a pretty young guy when you were tapped to move from Minneapolis, where you were working. Where were you working?
Panino's Restaurant, Joe Spencer's Roseville, mostly Panino's. Started washing dishes at a restaurant called Checkers when I was 15 years old. Moved into Panino's from 96 to 02 with a proprietor by the name of Chet Kurtz, who was influential, and I owe a lot of my success to Chet.
And so you're working in restaurants here. You're in your mid-20s. Pretty fun time, right?
A lot of fun. A lot of things learned not to do.
A lot of things we're not going to talk about on the radio. I mean, it was a different time and also young around restaurants. Fun time here in the Twin Cities.
Excellent time.
So the year is 2002, and you get a call from your uncle?
Yeah, my uncle and I had been dreaming of being partners in a restaurant together for years and years and years. He's that favorite uncle that didn't have any kids, and he was the favorite uncle, and we were the favorite nephews, and he was in a place to financially back me. We grew up on the same lake that the Lonesome Pine is in, Bay Lake.
Bay Lake, yeah.
The restaurant's been there since 1936 in continuous operation, multiple owners. No relation to our family before we took over, but we coincidentally have been on the lake, our family cabin, since 1936.
Oh, wow.
Spent all my summers up
there. So you remember going there all the time as a kid.
I went there as a kid. I was there in my mother's womb. I was there before I was a thought in them. My grandparents, my great-grandparents. It's the Lonesome Pine in Bay Lake. It's, you know, that's a common story for 30, 40, 50, 60 years of generations of doing the same thing.
So to have the chance to buy a place right on your lake had to be like...
Dream come true. Jumped at it. Dream come true. No hesitancy.
Yeah. So you end up kind of running this, and do you miss the Twin Cities? I mean, you move up there full time, right?
I don't. I mean, that's a great part of the Brainerd Lakes area that we're on. We're only 90 miles away. Yeah. It's an hour and a half. I drive down at 4 o'clock in the morning for every Vikings game, sporting event, concert. You know, I get here when we're allowed, which isn't often enough.
Right.
To experience some of these great restaurants that you have on your show. You know, I know we're going to talk about my three favorite restaurants, and they're not the Spoon and Stables and the Bachelor Farmers of the world, just because I haven't had a chance to get there.
Yeah.
So, but it's up there. Do I miss the cities? No, it's close enough.
Yeah. So what? Tell me about the Lonesome Pine.
The Lonesome Pine, continuous operation since 1936,
which is crazy. I mean, you think about, like, how many places are there in Minnesota that have been around that long?
1936 is kind of, I can't even comprehend that, much less our 22 years that we've been there since 2002. 22 years.
That's a long time for you.
I just turned 46. I did it when I was 24. There was a server there. She's our rock, Sherry. She was there for, she came with the restaurant. She was there for 7 years before us. She's been there for almost 30 years. And when 24-year-old Josh walked in and decided from the cities and decided that he was going to take over the Lonesome Pine, I can't, you know, she still won't tell me what she honestly thought of what was going
to
happen.
I can picture the look on her face, though. Like, it wasn't, I'm so excited to be working for Josh, yeah. I'm sure.
But
how amazing.
Amazing. And the whole restaurant is really focused around the social aspect, the experience. I know that you've talked before on your podcast about where do things rate versus atmosphere, service, and food. And I think it was the Baltimore gentleman who said that exactly like that. I don't remember where you put it, but that's what it is for us. It's the culture, the atmosphere, the experience that we provide, then our service, and then our food.
I think that's right. That's how it's not how food critics write about restaurants, but it's how people experience restaurants.
And that's, I mean, for me growing up, I always wanted to be surrounded by people, always tried to throw parties. I got into a lot of trouble by throwing parties for my parents or immediate satisfaction. I wanted everything and I wanted it now, and that got into me a lot of trouble. But now I can do something for somebody and see immediately a return on it. Hmm. And that's what drives me. That's what drives me. So the Lonesome Pine is all about community.
Is it more, and we're talking about Josh Goolsby from the Lonesome Pine in Deerwood. Is it, you know, are you a seasonal restaurant in a way? I mean, you're open year round, but do you see that sort of flow of customers once?
Going back to 2002, very much seasonal. The previous owners would close for a couple of months in the winter. We have always been wanting to. Our ultimate goal is to be open all day, 7 days a week.
Why is that important?
Just sustainability. Mm-hmm. Sustainability and be there. One, being there for people. The sustainability to be able to have sales all year round is a lot easier to plan than just, you know, when you're getting smashed in the summer. I mean, our July business is, you know, 20% of our annual sales.
Up your year. So that month is that bad.
I mean, it's nuts. I mean, the 4th of July week, we'll do an entire winter's month business.
Wow.
Just insane. So, but
how do you staff up for that? How do you manage that?
With that demand for service comes high school or college kids, teachers. We have a lot of college kids that come back and serve for the summer. We have teachers that come and serve for the summer, but it's tough. I mean, it's tough when you can't, especially from the kitchen aspect, you can't hire a full round staff to have the same amount year round. So that's another reason of year round sustainability.
Who's a better server, a teacher or a college kid?
Oh, definitely a teacher.
Yeah.
Definitely a teacher or a banker. We've got a couple of bankers that were their second jobs. And
oh, funny.
Sherry's one of them. Kara's another of them. And there are rocks. Kara's been with us for the beginning and I mean, 22 and 30 years almost. There are rocks.
When people think of going to, you know, like an up north lodgy kind of feeling restaurant, is it like, do they come with sort of the expectations of like, I want a prime rib or I want a walleye or what from a food standpoint, like, do people bring their sort of memory type expectations?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, some people will tell you they haven't looked at the menu in 40 years. Right. You know, that's habitual and that's comforting, right? That's not comfort food, but that's comforting behavior that I'm going for the lake for this time. And maybe for a lot of them, it's one specific week and I know I'm going to Lonesome Pine and I know I'm going to have the Bay Lake pizza, the prime rib grilled cheese, Josh's prime rib, Bourbon Street pasta, these things that, you know, they work for all year long. And then it comes summertime to come up there and they're like, I got my Lonesome Pine fix.
When you look at how you've put your stamp on this restaurant, when you look at a restaurant that's been around so long, that is so much a part of the community there, what are there things that you've done that you're most proud of?
Our service and our care for our customers. It's family. I mean, we, you know, for lack of a better description, but the easiest description, we want it to be everybody's cheers, right?
Yeah.
We want it to be everybody's their place, and it is, and we recognize that, and I tell new servers when they come in, you better learn the menu because our customers are going to know the menu better than you. They're coming in and they're ordering the same thing over and over and over again for years and years and years, and they know what questions that you should be asking for them. So we expect a lot from our servers.
Do you teach someone to be a good server, or is it sort of in you person?
No, I mean, you got to have the desire. You got to have the something in you that says, I care about I care about people. And yeah. This person isn't just a dollar sign to me. I tell our staff, this is our house. This is our house tonight. And we're so honored to be having guests come in to spend their discretionary income with us and to make us to give us their money.
Yeah.
And we're honored. It's our house. We're
How'd you learn that?
From Chet Kurtz. I was 18 years old. I had transitioned, or maybe 20. I had transitioned through the kitchen, through the prep cook, through the front of the house, through cook, restaurant manager. And Chet was so good at it. Chet Kurtz is passed now, but Panino's restaurant on 96 and 49 in technically North Oaks on the border of Shoreview. Chet would go and greet, talk to every single table. And as an 18-year-old, Chet would take the night off and he's, Josh, you go talk to every table tonight. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what in the world do our guests want to hear from me?
Yeah.
But I did it. And that is the one greatest thing that I've ever learned, is to go out and talk to every table. I walk around and talk to tables and, hey, how are you guys doing? How's your experience? Josh, it's great. Never had a bad meal here. My immediate response is, you're going to.
Yeah.
You're going to. You're going to come here 100 times?
Yeah.
Just give us the opportunity to make it right. We're just human. Something isn't going to be right. Your steak's going to be overcooked. Or the server got the wrong food. Just give us the opportunity to make things right. We're human.
Josh Goolsbee is with us. The Lonesome Pine is the restaurant in Deerwood. Listening to Josh talk, don't you want to just get in the car and go to the restaurant right now? I mean, this is the passion and the service. This is what all of us want when we go out.
I love it. It's so much fun. You shouldn't be, unless you're a chain and you have multiple revenue streams. If you're a single operator of a single restaurant, if you don't love this business, it's not worth being in. You got to love it. You got to love it. We breathe it. My staff is my family. Our customers are our family. We spend more time with them inside those walls of Lonesome Pine than our own families.
All right, let's break. I want to talk a little bit about kind of what it's like running a restaurant in Minnesota right now. A lot of these issues that our listeners are worried about, whether it's tipping, whether it's policy, some of those things. We'll talk about that when we come back. And Josh is going to unveil his three restaurant shout-outs as well. Good stuff with Josh Goolsbee, Lonesome Pine Restaurant in Deerwood, right on Big Lake?
Bay Lake.
Bay Lake. And maybe I'll learn how to say Kuyana. Say it. Say it. Say it
Cuyuna.
Right.
Cuyuna. You got me frazzled. Cuyuna. Cuyuna Lakes.
Cuyuna.
Mountain biking. Cuyuna, which is...
It's all the mountain bike place.
It's all the mountain bike. It's revived the community.
It's an amazing success story up there. Good stuff. All right. 421. DeRussia Eats, brought to you by the Minnesota Pork Board and Certix Liquor and Cheese Shop, when we continue.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Lonesome Pine is on Bay Lake, Brainerd Lakes area. The owner, Josh Goolsbee, is with us here on DeRussia Eats, which is brought to you by the Minnesota Pork Board and Certix Liquor and Cheese Shop. You know, Josh, we were just talking about being on a popular lake. How hard is it, to sustain a business? You guys have been doing it for so long. But you think about any family that has a cabin on a lake that becomes hot, it becomes difficult to stay.
Absolutely.
You get priced out of it.
Priced out of it.
Is that happening in sort of the lakes area of Minnesota to restaurants?
Absolutely. Garrison, Minnesota has lost two big restaurants that were a draw to the community, the Y Club and the Blue Goose in Garrison. Blue Goose, famous. Blue Goose turned into something else, and Garrison has never been the same. Bay Lake had the White Hawk, Now it's my buddy's cabin, and we miss it. And it's just property taxes, food prices, labor. You just get priced out. It's hard to make it for the amount of hours that you have to put in.
Yeah, I think people, and obviously all of us who eat out, you see the fact and you read it in the inflation reports that, you know, food prices are up 22% or something to eat out. But you guys, it's not because you're getting rich on the deal. Like, you guys are getting squeezed.
No, people like to come in July and say, wow, Josh, you got a gold mine. I'm like, come in November and December and January. And then sure, if we had July business year-round, yeah, we'd be doing really well, but we don't. And the restaurant industry is super thin margins. Return on sales, you Google it, it's somewhere in the 5% to 10%. I mean, that's a tough business.
There's no margin for error, really.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Labor cost, the biggest driver right now, or food cost?
Labor. And it's a can of worms, but... Yep. Specifically with Minnesota being on the front of the house, the servers, you know, there's always been this disparity in it, and it's tough for people to talk about. It's always like, shh, let's not talk about it. The front of house compensation and tips versus the back of house. And Minnesota being one of seven states in the nation that doesn't have a tip credit. That means that we have to pay our servers, who make a very good amount of hours per tips, which can be documented via credit cards.
Yep. Now we know for sure.
Everything
right?
is credit cards.
Yep.
But you could if we had a tip credit, hypothetically, you could tip them. You could pay your servers the federal minimum wage of $213 or somewhere in between the $213 and $1085.
Yep,
we have to pay them the full $1085. I'm all for a high minimum wage. I'm all for people making their money. But if I can document they're making well above the minimum wage, I should be able to slim that down and funnel that towards the back of the house or non-tipped employees. That is hurting restaurants around, and now you're seeing places put kiosks in places of servers, putting Servi the robot in places of servers. And I think that, because we're one of seven states, is one of the main reasons.
Yeah, I think when restaurants were sort of lobbying to change that years ago, it was back when Tom Emmer was running for governor, I think restaurants sort of screwed up the way they told the story. It was more like fine dining restaurants were coming out, and no one really feels bad for a fine dining restaurant.
Sure.
But our neighborhood restaurants, what people don't understand is, you like here in Minneapolis, a server is getting paid $15 an hour, which, you know, I think $15 an hour is a reasonable minimum wage.
Absolutely.
But should you get $15 an hour plus...
your full tips.
40, 50 bucks an hour more?
Shh, don't say that.
I don't think so. And it makes it very difficult to run your business.
Then on top of that, there's a no tip pooling law in Minnesota.
Right.
I can't require my servers to tip out. I love our family. I love our server family. They're generous. We are always trying to make it work and funnel in money to the non-tip staff.
But it's,
and they do that voluntarily.
It's voluntarily.
Yep.
Yeah. It's just important for people to know this
it's
is
hard.
Going on.
I think,
feel however you want to feel about it, but it is the reality.
Yeah. I think the only option for long-term success is going to a non-tipped establishment if the laws are going to stay they are.
Yeah.
Non-tipped, figure out how to put the gratuity into the bill and allocate it how we want to allocate it.
Yeah. Josh Goolsbee is from the Lonesome Pine. Josh, before we go, I want to get your three restaurant shout-outs.
Well, we don't get a chance to be in the cities often and don't get to go out enough. So these wonderful restaurants that I hear you talk so much about, I don't know so much about. But Rutgers Bay Lake Lodge, I mean, for me, again, atmosphere, experience, food. That's how I critique things. Rutgers Bay Lake Lodge, there's no place better than sitting on the deck at Rutgers on a summer afternoon over there. Bluefin Bay, Lake Superior, Tofty.
Awesome.
Same deal.
Yep.
Close to us in the metro, Pittsburgh Blue.
Yeah, they do it right, don't
unbelievable.
They? Unbelievable. Yeah.
I mean, Pittsburgh Blue Mayonnaise, you know, that whole, they do it right. They do a really good job.
I can't wait to come up and visit.
I can't believe you haven't been there already. You've been hitting me up since August.
I know.
You haven't researched very well.
It's pretty bad. Every once in a while, we have a guest on that I haven't been to their place. And
can I get a commitment from you?
You can get a commitment. I'll pick a date after the show today. I will commit to a date today. I will.
We can't wait to have you.
Thank you so much for coming in. Go support And boy, we're getting so many tags from people who love the Lonesome Pine, which is so nice.
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable the support that we have all across the state. And we're so thankful and grateful. And that fuels us to continue to do what we do.
Thanks, Josh.
Thanks for having us.
Josh is going to Jack's Cafe, one of my favorites tonight.
Yeah, Billy, can't wait to see you. Bourbon and Wagyu.
Very good. Thanks, Josh. 4:32 will break. Twins Ticket Tuesday. Listen to the sounder. When you hear the Win Twins sound effect, be caller 3 at 651-461-9226, and you will win a 4-pack of tickets to the Twins White Sox next Tuesday.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time? Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.